3H. Exercise 1, page 52.
Chris's cross-culture blog. Body language.
Is anyone out there fluent in body language? I always seem to get it wrong. The latest in my long line of cultural slips happened during a trip to Thailand last month. We were traveling by train, and I started chatting with a Thai. The conversation was really interesting, so I sat back and crossed my legs. In the United States, we tend to do this to get comfortable when sitting. But immediately, the expression on the man's face changed, and he didn't want to continue our chat. Shortly afterwards, he left the train compartment. Later, I found out that showing the soles of your feet is an insult in many Asian countries. I felt terrible. Have you got a similar experience?
Leave a comment. Marco, Spain.
I know how you feel, Chris. I often mess up abroad. The first time I went to Russia, I was fascinated. Every time we turned into a new street, we came across something beautiful, and I pointed at it with my finger. In my country, pointing is not rude, as long as you don't point at a person. But after a while, my Russian friend whispered that it was very impolite, even if I was only pointing at the sights. I felt awful. I kept my hands in my pockets for the rest of my stay.
Michal, Poland.
It happens to all of us. I'm Polish and I had an embarrassing experience my first time in London. When my English friend introduced me to her mother, I kissed her 3 times on the cheeks as we do in my country. She felt very uncomfortable and I felt very stupid. I was red in the face for hours.
Danielle, UK.
I'm English. And I made a horrible mistake once when I was invited to dinner in Paris. During the meal, my friends asked me if I liked it. So I raised my hand and made a circle with my thumb and forefinger. In my country, this means okay. But unfortunately, it means zero in France. It turns out that they use this gesture when they think something is worthless. Well, we live and learn.